Lake Wissota. Once again, here's Pat Craigwell.
Brewers lost last night in Pittsburgh 8-7. They've got another game that starts just under an hour from now as they try to right the ship post All-Star break. Going to be a beautiful day today and tomorrow before things get warmer and maybe rainy on Saturday. We've talked at a couple of junctions on the show today about internet speeds, and we're curious as to what you have to endure as well. So if you either want to brag up what you've got or tell us where you are and how bad the internet situation is in your neck of Wisconsin, you can write to us radio@upnorthnewswi.com. I told you earlier, Luke, about you played the Beatles Day Tripper, and that really it struck a chord with me, no pun intended, because I have to explain now to people of a certain age, Citizen Band radios or CB radios. It was the, you know, it was a real craze after the C.W. McCall song Convoy. And it seemed like everybody had to have a CB radio in their car. I mean, cellular phones were still, you know, more than a decade away at that point. And people had handles rather than names. What was, you know, in Convoy, it was, you know, Big Ben, this year's Rubber Duck, and so forth and so on. My dad at the time was working on the Chicago Northwestern Railroad, and he worked the line from between Eau Claire and St. Paul. And, you know, sometimes he'd go one way and the other on the trains, but most often he'd, you know, go one way, but then he might have to drive to the other end if he wanted to get back home to Eau Claire, as the case may be. And so he chose Day Tripper as a CB handle, as since he was making day trips between Eau Claire and the Twin Cities pretty much every day. Ironic for a guy that worked on the railroad, and that there is still no rail line for passengers between Eau Claire and the Twin Cities. It's something that, again, we have to talk about these things for a bajillion years before they come about. And I remember working, covering the news for Channel 13 in Eau Claire, and there was talk. There's something called the West Central Wisconsin Passenger Rail Group or something like that. It was just looking into this, and it was something that conceivably, you know, could happen someday. Let's at least get it, you know, to be like shovel ready. Let's do the research on how many people might use it, where might, you know, what tracks might you use, and things like that. And, you know, again, it all seemed kind of pie in the sky that, oh, maybe someday. Then we get to the Obama administration, which actually takes seriously the improvement of Americans' lives and, you know, getting cars off the roads and things. And you had the creation of a high-speed rail plan all across the country, and that included here in Wisconsin. I got to be a little intimately involved in that because it was my time as a state senator. And while I understood, you know, that Amtrak currently uses the route that goes, you know, from Chicago to Milwaukee to Madison to La Crosse, and then up the Mississippi River to the Twin Cities, I was, you know, hell-bent on getting some or all of that rail traffic to come from Madison up to Eau Claire to the Twin Cities, because you're going to serve more of central Wisconsin, you're going to serve more of northern Wisconsin that can come use an Eau Claire terminal. And of course, that is the route of the old 400. That was the passenger train that ran, you know, in the 20th century, the first big chunk of it between Chicago and St. Paul. And it was called the 400 because it was a 400-mile line, and it made the trip in 400 minutes. We should be so lucky to be able to have something like what they had 70 and 80 years ago. But, you know, we certainly were thrilled to see that there was finally some movement, because we've seen how commuter rail can work in places like the Northeast Corridor. We've really seen how commuter and passenger rail can work in Europe and in Asia. And all you have to do is make the commitment, the same commitment you made to build the interstate system, or, you know, to do anything big and grand. It takes some planning and it takes some smart investment. I thought we were finally on the way to doing that. And I remember the day It was actually in Chippewa Falls when I was joined. We were joined for an event with Governor Jim Doyle was coming to town, and I knew a couple of the people on his team. They had helped me win election to the legislature, and they just looked like they wanted to burst. They looked so happy about something. And they took me to the side and they said, "We just got an agreement from the Obama administration and from then Chicago Mayor Daley and Governor Doyle about the way that the route was going to partially go through the Eau Claire area on its way to St. Paul. In return, what had to happen was there had to be an extension from St. Paul to Duluth that was accelerated because the congressman up there at the time, Jim Oberstar, I believe was the chair of the transportation committee. And so, you know, no surprise that he wanted to see that part of the line built. Well, you add that little snippet to the map and suddenly you've got the chair of the transportation committee on board, pun intended. And we had a rail plan that was going to start to be worked on. Until it wasn't, until the Tea Party and other political clouds started to gather on the horizon. You then had the election of Scott Walker in November of 2010, where I was unseated from the legislature, where Dave Obey retired from the legislature, and where Jim Oberstar either retired or was defeated. My memory fails me on that now. Less than a day after Scott Walker was elected in November 2010, he said the first thing he was going to do was scrap the high-speed rail plans for Wisconsin. And I will just never forget the reaction of somebody connected to the West Central Wisconsin Passenger Rail Group was quoted in the newspaper as saying, "Gosh, I supported Scott Walker. I'm a Scott Walker supporter. I never thought he would do this. I never thought he would kill this project that I've worked on for over a decade." And I just remember thinking, really? That you didn't see every indication there that this was coming? And so that group, God bless them, is still working to get something built someday. It will happen. But in the meantime, there are a lot of day trippers still out there clogging the roads, that busy stretch of highway between Eau Claire and the Twin Cities. It is long overdue for improvements that we could get done. Before I finish, I wanted to say, Luke, we were talking about, was it National Beer Day or something like that?
National IPA Day.
IPA Day. So I was reminded that my good friend, Kevin, friend since college, I refer to him as my beer Sherpa because he loves beer and tries to guide me toward new flavors, even though I'm not the world's greatest beer drinker. So he sends me this from the India Pale Ale IPA to say, just as a hint, this is his favorite IPA. And I sent him back a meme about the right way to drink an IPA. Step one is you open the can, and step two is you see the can being poured down the drain. So, happy day if it's yours, but I'm going to stick with the chocolate chip cookies.
Happy
Have a
day
great
for
day,
me.
Everyone. We will do this again tomorrow morning.